It's the girly quiz. Makeup, nails, and tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
It is time for the girly quiz. Once a week, myself, Aisling, and the women of Dublin. There's a gang of us now, isn't there?
Oh, there is. We're
a tribe. Oh, you've got a group chat, have you?
We have, yeah. We test Dave on all things girly, feminine. We are mystical, wonderful creatures, gals, aren't we? And there's a lot that the fellas just don't be knowing about us at all.
This game has been going for about a year and a half, and we still have...
You haven't even repeated a question
bank.
Yet.
We still have a bank of questions.
These unbelievable. Men don't know what we go through.
They haven't a brief.
I remember me and producer Callum once did the Mandy quiz for Aisling, and we spent an hour trying to come up with three questions. Mm. It was ridiculous.
And I'm pretty sure I won as well.
No, you didn't know what a lug nut was.
Yeah, but I used my lifelines. Dave, of course, does have two lifelines. He has to get all three questions right in order to win the week. One is a simplify, like a 50-50 option, and the other is our phone a female. Kim is standing by as our phone a female this morning.
She is indeed.
Who will certainly be needed.
Nice. Just to say as well, the nature of this quiz with Dave on a weekly basis is we're chatting all things ladies, and that can go anywhere from periods to anatomy,
boobs.
It's fine, bosses, if you say it with a little bit of a to it.
Exactly, that's when you're allowed to say whatever you want. Mabes. Nipples. Yeah, exactly. So anyway. you know what we're saying. We're actually doing it already. Yeah. So if you want to keep your hand hovering over the volume dial there, just in case.
There's little ears in the car with you this morning. For now, though, we will crack on. It was a shocking week on the girly quiz for Dave last week. Now, it was the worst show ever, so we deliberately hit him with impossibly difficult questions, and his legs are still kind of cold after that whacking.
They're still quite painful, yeah. Right, here we go.
All right, Dave, question number one on the girly quiz this week. We wish you the best of luck.
Thank
not.
You. No, you don't.
Never.
Dave, what's a clutch?
Yes. Clutch is beside the accelerator and the brake. boom, 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 boom.
Very in good. Women's cars.
clutch is a little bag that goes with you.
It's not a little bag.
It's not a little bag. It's not a Lidl bag or an Aldi bag. It's a tiny little, almost like a handbag, but it's very small and it holds things like your lipstick and your... I suppose money and keys or something like that.
So what makes a difference to a...
Because you're clutching it. You have it in your hand. It's a small bag. Yeah. And they also are really expensive. And as Michael McIntyre once said, I'm pretty sure you could hire someone for 500 quid to walk behind you and carry your lipstick and your keys and your purse and
things
like that.
Interesting. You can buy clutches in pennies, but...
Oh, can you? Okay. Well, there you go. A small bag.
That you clutch. He was right.
You're absolutely right. Yes.
No messing with that. Well done, Dave.
I would say the crucial thing about a clutch is that it has no strap.
Oh, okay.
Hence why you're holding the actual bag.
Yes. That sounds like a nightmare to be walking around the whole night.
It is actually a dose.
It's a massive pain in the back.
I haven't worn a clutch since my Debs, I think.
Just get a strap.
Yeah, I know. I agree. I'm all for the straps myself.
Stupid.
I like a strap.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Me too.
Straps for life.
I actually prefer, my favourite type of bag is a double strap. I love a backpack.
Oh, me too.
I love a backpack.
If you could wear a backpack to your Debs, that would be the job.
Or to the Radio Awards, or the one kind of glamorous thing we go to a year. Yeah.
Happy days.
I would get a bum bag.
I'd walk around with a fanny pack.
Great one. Yeah. Fanny pack.
I would happily walk away with a North Face backpack if I could.
Transport.
Totally.
All right.
Let's go.
Question number two on the girly quiz, Dave. Both lifelines remaining intact.
Let's go.
What are bunny lines?
Bunny lines.
Bunny lines.
Do you want to know the first thing that came to my head?
Always. That your stream of consciousness is what makes this girly quiz worthwhile.
Yeah, exactly. If you didn't tell us the first thing that came to your head, this wouldn't be a success.
First thing that came to my head is, you know, when a woman takes her bra off and she has the indents on the back, on her back, from the bra.
From the straps.
If your noggins are very big and your bra strap is too tight.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you'd see the lines. Yes, and I think maybe they'd be bunny lines. However, I'm not going to go with that.
What would make them bunny-esque?
I don't know, but
you're just thinking of lines.
I feel like yous have weird names for loads of different things. Do you know what I mean? And bunny lines could be just something you call the indents on your back when you wear a bra. I don't know.
Okay, all right, fair enough. I understand that.
I'm going to call in the troops, if that's okay. I'm going to go with Kim. Please tell me Kim is there. How are you, Kim?
Morning, Kim.
Morning.
All right, Kim, I got 30 seconds on the clock. I'm sure I don't need it because you're going to tell me immediately what bunny straps are.
No. Bunny lines.
Bunny lines.
Oh, I hope I'm right, but I think it's when you scrunch your nose and at the top of your nose you get all them little lines.
Oh, that's adorable. Like little kind of...
Dave's doing it right
little
now.
Little creases.
Yeah, he looks like a little bunny.
I think they're your bunny lines.
Like whiskers.
Like little scrunches.
Right, okay.
He's got loads of little scrunches. I can see them. Yeah.
All right, okay.
Look, he's lovely. He's really lovely.
All he's missing is the little rabbit buck teeth and you're adorable.
Okay, that's what I think they are then. When you scrunch your nose and there's like lines and stuff like that.
I hope I'm right.
Absolutely correct.
Oh, thank God.
Well done.
Well done, Kim.
Kim, fair play to
you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
No problem.
Dimples and bunny lines are adorable.
Very cute.
Thank you so much, love. Have a lovely day.
See you, Kim.
Bye, bye.
Yeah, you notice a lot if you're a girl who would do Botox or anything. Right. Sometimes they offer you a little bit around the bunny lines.
Hey,
should you like it?
Where are they? They're at the top of your nose or
there?
You're right.
Yeah,
okay.
Between your eyes and your nose. Oh, okay. I've actually never heard of them.
Either have I.
Emma came up with that question.
Have you heard of it before? Obviously, it's a thing because Kim knew what it was.
Yeah, of course.
That's unreal. Okay, yeah. That's very, very cute.
They are cute. All right, question number three, Dave.
Two for two,
doing really, really well. He's getting too good at this.
I know, it's kind of annoying,
isn't it? Frustrating.
I've down to a fine art now at this stage.
Yeah, we'll see how you get on with this. Dave, name one negative side effect of the copper coil.
The what?
The copper coil.
The copper coil. One negative side effect.
Do you know the copper coil? Do you know what the copper coil is?
I think it's a contraceptive because of the coil. I've never heard it being called the copper coil before. A negative side effect. I don't know. Like, sore, I'd imagine, going in. But that's not really a side effect.
I'm more so saying when it's been implanted and, you know, that kind of pain from it being inserted is over.
Okay, well, I'm going to say that you're probably more hormonal because I don't know why, but you might be. You might gain weight and you might get bigger boobs. So if I was to go with one of them, I would say...
Sorry, why do you think it would make you gain weight and why do you think it would make you have bigger boobs?
I feel like for some reason, contraceptives make women's body changes in a weird way. Like, whether you could be losing weight, you could be getting bigger boobs, you could be getting, you know, different places getting bigger. I don't know.
Which one's giving you the bigger boobs? Someone let me know. What's the one?
Yeah, which one, Dave?
Yeah. Which one?
Why are you keeping this secret? There's only one I know.
One contraceptive pill I know, and that's from you two telling me what it was on a girly quiz, and that's Yasmin. So maybe try Yasmin.
You do have a Simplify, Dave, if you want to do your 50-50, or if you want to just go for it.
No, I feel like your Simplifiers are crap in his face, just giving me the answer.
All right, well, that's kind of harsh, but
it's
going to
mean.
Well, no, it's going to be like, will they be more hormonal, or will they be able to jump really high?
Why don't you just try it, considering it's there for you to use?
Right, watch this. Watch, you listening, watch this. Simplify it. What are them options?
Name one side effect of the copper coil. Is it option A, longer and heavier menstrual periods?
Okay.
Or option B, metal poisoning?
Do you see what I mean?
But like,
do you see what I mean?
What do you mean?
That's not a 50-50.
Why?
Because it's not.
Do you think they're both possible options?
No, they're not possible options. The second one is not a possible option.
How do you know? Coil copper inserted into your body. You absolutely could have that issue.
I'm going to go with A. Final answer.
A being?
Longer menstrual cycles.
And heavier periods.
Heavier pain, etc. Yeah, you're right.
Cool. Told you. Just giving me the answer. Giving it.
Yeah, well, you needed it. Because you would have been wrong. It doesn't give you bigger boobs.
Does it not?
No, and it doesn't give you whatever else hormonal. Yeah. It's not hormonal.
Okay.
You're thinking of the pill.
Right.
The copper coil has no hormones whatsoever.
So I helped you out with my stupid question.
Yeah. All right.
It's the girly quiz. Makeup, nails, and hair. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Whoever told you that the pill made their boobs bigger is lying, but
I'm pretty sure that happens.
I think I've seen it to some girls.
There you go.
Those bitches.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.